How una dey, my tori people? I don't bring another one come your domot when I won't make you know one or two about air pollution and health. Not the one I bring come. I will make you understand the dangers and way to protect yourself against air pollution. This air pollution so now growing global health concern won't be serious threat to the human well-being. Air pollution, it impacts the health of billions of people. Even WHO don't estimate saying that around 7 million people now they die every year from air pollution. So this will make them one of the leading environmental risks worldwide. Air pollution, they refer to the presence of harmful substance for air when they be danger to human health and the environment. These pollutants fit either be particulate matter or gas. Then they originate from many sources, including smoke when they come off of vehicles, industrial activity, agricultural practice, and household energy use. Some of the common air pollutants now, particulate matter, nitrogen dioxide, sulfur dioxide, and ozone. This air pollution, so it affects almost every system for the human body. It can cause wide range of health problems, from the respiratory illness to the heart. Number one, when we will talk about now the respiratory disease, the lungs they directly exposed to air pollution, so it will make the respiratory disease one of the most common health issues when they link to poor air. Fine particulate matter fit penetrate deep into the respiratory system. If it causes inflammation, irritation, and reduce the lung function, conditions like asthma and even lung cancer, they caused by long-term exposure to air pollution. The second one, now cardiovascular disease. Air pollution gets serious impact on cardiovascular health. Because some of the things where they pollute the air, if it enter the bloodstream and trigger inflammation of the blood vessels, it will increase the risk of heart attack, stroke, and high blood pressure. Study don't even show say people when they live for highly polluted areas, then they more likely to suffer from cardiovascular condition. Premature death is the third one. Premature death don't they link to prolonged exposure to high level of air pollution. WHO don't report say air pollution they contribute to 7 million premature deaths every year. It can make them the leading cause of global deaths. Vulnerable groups of people na children, elderly people, and people when get pre-existing health condition. All these ones, then they at highest risk. The fourth one are the impacts of children. Children are particularly vulnerable to these health effects of air pollution. Their respiratory system see they develop, and they make them breathe fast past adults. This one will increase their exposure to airborne toxins. Studies don't show say children exposed to polluted air, they more likely to suffer from asthma, pneumonia, and developmental delays. Moreover, long-term exposure fit impair lungs growth, leading to lifelong respiratory problem. Air pollution is an issue when we get many sites and when they influenced by both global and local sources. For urban areas, when motor smoke is a primary contributor to air pollution, particularly for cities with heavy traffic. Industrial activity, they also contribute well to the release of harmful pollutants. For rural area, air pollution is often linked to agricultural practice, including the use of pesticide. Open burning of waste is another major source of air pollution for many developing countries. Additionally, natural events like wildfires and dust storm fit contribute to poor air quality. How you go continue to protect yourself from air pollution? While today combat air pollution on global scale require policy change and collective action, people fit take many steps to reduce their exposure to harmful pollutants. May they monitor air quality. May they limit outdoor activities. May they use face masks and air filters. May they create green spaces. May they try to use public transport once. Air pollution is a major public health threat with serious consequences for human health and well-being. For respiratory disease to cardiovascular problems, the effects of polluted air plenty and demand on urgent attention. If we take steps to protect ourselves from air pollution and we advocate for cleaner air policies, we will reduce the harmful impacts of pollution on our health and create healthier environments for future generations. When I don't hear them, as I drop them, don't forget to say this one are just the summary. If you want to know everything, you need to visit our website www.criticalhealth.com. For there, you go see everything what you need to know. And also follow us for social media at KitKatHealth today, all the social media platforms. My name is Emma, you know, you not get battery. And at KitKatHealth, now send me this message, make a contender and put for Unadomot.